Now verses 29 and 30. At the time appointed, he shall return and come toward the south, but it shall not be as the former or as the latter, for the ships of Chittim shall come against him. Therefore he shall be grieved and return and have indignation against the holy covenant. So shall he do. He shall even return and have intelligence with them that forsake the holy covenant. Now his second campaign against Egypt was not successful, and that was due to the navy of Rome, the ships of Chittim. He breaks his covenant with Israel, and actually some of the nation Israel betrayed their own people at this time. Verse 31, an arm shall stand on his part. They shall pollute the sanctuary's strength and shall take away the daily sacrifice, and they shall place the abomination that maketh desolate. Now, he came against Jerusalem in 170 B.C., at which time over 100,000 were slain. He took away the daily sacrifice from the temple. He offered the blood and broth of a swine upon the altar, and he set up an image of Jupiter to be worshipped in the holy place. And this was an abomination that maketh desolate, but it's not the abomination. The Lord Jesus Christ in his day referred to it as being yet future, and he is referring to the abomination of desolation which Antichrist will set up and will probably be patterned after this one, of course. An image of Jupiter in a holy place. It'll apparently be an image of Antichrist in the last days. Now, verse 32, and such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Now, there were a few of the nation Israel who played the role of a Judas, but many who knew God at this time, they were strong and they did exploits. In this period, God raised up the family of the Maccabees. And in 166 B.C., Mattathias the priest raised a revolt against the awful blasphemy, and he was called the Maccabee, that is the hammer. And although not recorded in Scripture, I'm convinced that he was God's man for that particular hour. Now, verses 33 and 34, and they that understand among the people shall instruct many, yet they shall fall by the sword, and by flame, by captivity, and by spoil many days. Now when they shall fall, they shall be holpen with a little help, but many shall cleave to them with flatteries. Now this period lies between the Testaments, and it's a saga of suffering. There were many in this period who served God as faithfully and courageously as a Gideon, a David, an Elijah, a Jeremiah, or a Daniel. This was a great period, and if you haven't read anything of this period in the book of the Maccabees or even Josephus, you'll find out it's a great period in the history of these people. Now, verse 35, and some of them of understanding shall fall to try them and to purge and make them white, even to the time of the end, because it's yet for a time appointed. The time of the end now leaps forward in prophecy from Antiochus Epiphanes to the Antichrist. And I believe now that we begin to move from history in that day to that which is yet future in our day. It was all future when Daniel gave it. But now he's moving over that which does not concern, you see, God's people or God's plan and purpose.